USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
U.S. District Judge Marcia Morales in Florida cited racial discrimination in a ruling that stopped the loan forgiveness program aimed at farmers' skin color. It was a part of the Biden administration's COVID-19 relief package. USA Radio News.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in a yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go away?
At Finley's Fitness, personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The CDC is suggesting there's a small link between some COVID-19 vaccines and mild heart inflammation in younger males. Dr. Fauci sounds the alarm on CBS News.
This virus is a more transmissible virus.
Right.
Therefore, children will more likely get infected with this than they would with the Alpha variant.
Those with the condition are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat on Fox News says the benefits outweigh the mild side effects.
Remind them of the benefits of being vaccinated. Number one, it's going to protect you. You'll be safer. It'll keep you, you know, from getting really sick. It can keep you out of the hospital. And then just think of the benefits of easily maneuvering around, whether it's for travel, whether it's for school. It'll just make your life a lot easier and safer all around. And then also think of the fact that you're not only protecting yourself, but you're potentially protecting other people in the community. For example, there are some people that can't mount an appropriate, robust immune response to the vaccine. There are some people that are allergic to some of the ingredients of the vaccine. So overall, all around, you're helping not only yourself, but others in the community as well.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in his prison cell near Barcelona on Wednesday, hours after Spain's high court ruled that he could be extradited to the United States, where he faced tax evasion charges. McAfee's lawyer says he apparently hanged himself. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.